privacy campaigners in the UK are up in arms about plans by the government to broaden the powers of the police online. The government says that the Draft Communications Bill, or the Snoopers Charter as its critics call it, is vital to catch terrorists, paedophiles and other criminals that carry out nefarious activities over the internet. The debate has become perhaps even more potent as ever more details over the sex abuse scandal involving the late and now disgraced former celebrity Jimmy Savile emerge. From London, Robin Powell reports.
New Scotland Yard in central London is the iconic headquarters of the capital's Metropolitan Police. Inside this building behind me, the capital's crime fighters are not only investigating wrongdoing in the real world, muggings, theft, violent crime, but are increasingly having to pursue criminals in the virtual sphere. Paedophiles swapping child pornography online, for example, or the planning of terrorist activity. The Home Secretary, Theresa May, told a cross-party committee in October that the spread of internet and mobile communications threatens to leave the police behind.
95% of serious crime investigations over the last 10 years have involved some form of communications data in every major terrorist investigation. What we want to do, obviously, is to make sure that as the technology develops and people communicate in different ways, they're able to have access to the same type of information on these different forms of communication. If they were only able to have something less than that, that would effectively be the equivalent of a degradation of their abilities.
May is putting forward a bill that gives police and the intelligence services the ability to find out, without needing permission, who in the UK has been sending emails or texts or messages on social media to whom. With permission from the Home Office, they can also access the content of all those messages. In December, a committee specially set up to look into the bill slammed it as misleading and suggested a rewrite. That pleased privacy campaigners, such as Nick Pickles from Big Brother Watch.
Rather than, as the bill proposed, collecting data about every single person in the country, you should be looking to target investigations. So if you have a specific activity going on online which is involved in serious crime or child abuse or terrorism, then you should be able to find out who are using those services. But to do that, you don't need to know the email activity of every single person in the country, and that's where the line's got to be drawn.
Criticism of the bill has also come from the Liberal Democrats, the junior partners in the governing coalition here, and from industry figures who complain that the Home Office didn't consult them thoroughly. Andrew Kernahan is head of policy at ISPA, which represents internet service providers in the UK.
There are some certain developments in the online sector that have meant that these powers need to be looked at again. I think the way they've been looked at is what's wrong, in that it's far too broad. There's very little detail. The consultation with us was we met with the Home Office, we had some high-level conversations, but the actual detail of what that meant just wasn't there.
Kernahan says this is particularly worrying given the technological difficulties that the bill entails. It obliges ISPs to store a year's worth of internet activity from every one of their subscribers, as well as what's called third-party data from ISPs overseas. Here's Kernahan again.
In a small environment, you probably could retain this sort of data. Trying to do it in the sort of the way that government wants to do it, that's never been tested, and we're not sure if it's possible in that sort of scale. Third-party data that crosses a network is something that's not retained at the moment. And if that was, that's a lot of information.
Such problems are less relevant to the general public, though. For the majority, it's a face-off between privacy and security.
If it's for a good cause, then I support it. I need to feel as if I'm safe, even though I may not be, but I need the feeling safe is good.
I think it's out of order. I think it's ridiculous. I think we don't have any freedom. It literally is like Big Brother nowadays, everywhere we go.
If they've got to do that to stop these people from doing what they're doing, then they've got to do it. That's the way I see it. If it's going to stop, obviously, tracking down paedophiles and obviously terrorists, etc., then it's got to be done.
Well, again, it's how much do you trust them, I suppose, it comes down to, really.
So
no, is the probably answer I'd say. I wouldn't trust them as far as I could throw them.
When it comes to trusting organisations with personal data, you could argue that companies like Google and Apple are far ahead of government, amassing data for commercial gain, using cookies to help target advertising, for example. And some are simply baffled by the outcry, like security expert Professor Anthony Gleese. He says the interception of communications has long helped to maintain security in Western democracies, and that the internet is not the unregulated space that some people might want it to be.
The public needs to change its thinking about whether it makes sense to send naked photographs of yourself on the internet. People put themselves at risk by disclosing material on the internet because they think that in some way they can control what's out there. Once it's out there, it can't be controlled. It's out there in indelible electronic ink.
It's already been a long road for this bill. The previous Labour government suggested legislation in 2008 to give the police similar powers. At this moment, the new draft law, or portions of it, are being hastily redrafted. Experts anticipate another flurry of debate in the coming weeks when the government again tries to tread the line between personal privacy and national security. Robin Powell for DW, London.